Okay, let's do it. Ready? You got it? Kuf Samichei. Here we go. Lekut Maran. Kuf Samichei. Chelek Aleph. So this week is Parshas Achrimos Kedoshim here in Eretz Yisroel. So we read a famous pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim, V'haftal Reicha Kamocha. Right? So, and it's also this very Shaftal Sfiras Omer. Why? Because who's the one who made V'haftal Reicha Kamocha into a big saying? Right, so it's brought down in Yerushalmi. V'haftal Reicha Kamocha is a klal gadol b'Torah. Right, who says that? Rabbi Akiva. Says the Zman of Rabbi Akiva. Why did Rabbi Akiva learn to say that? Because look what happens to Talmidim, because Talmidim were pogame in Haftal Reicha Kamocha, and they were all, unfortunately, right? That's what things that were mourning in Sfiras Omer. So, look at the Maran Kuf Samechei. No, first. So, here we go. Ready? So this is going to be awesome. He's going to say right now, V'haftal Reicha Kamocha, Ani Hashem, is very good al pi avoda, what a person can grow from this. Here we go, Chav. Ready? Got it? Say, V'haftal Reicha Kamocha, Ani Hashem, like the pasuk says. Hainu, what does it mean? Shetekabel ba'ahava, kol ha-ra'os va'yisurin haba malacha. Right? That a person has to know that what? That any ra, anything that bad that comes upon you ever, right? You have to be makabel with ahava. Ki ro'oi sheteida, because it's appropriate for a person to know shelefi ma'asecha, that according to your ways, according to the actions that you do, achar kol ha'yisurim va'raos sheyesh lecha adayin hu misnaik imcha berachmin. Right? That goes like this. That according to your actions, what comes from that? All the yisurim and all the ra'os that come upon you from the bad actions that you do, right? Adayin hu misnaik imcha berachmin. Still, Hashem treats you with rachm. Meaning what? If you do something bad, right? And then you go through Yisur, right? Anything, anytime a person goes through pain, why does that happen? It's because you deserved it. So, and even if you have nothing, you don't realize you did anything wrong, really you should, then it says, the Gemara says, if you have nothing that you did wrong, what do you...
You should be closer.
No, it says you should put it on Bittul Torah. Okay? So, there's always something. Right? So here, you have to know, even the Yisurim that you're going through, the hardships that you're going through, it's like, Hashem, your mom is messing me over right now, you have to know that Hashem still has a lot of rachm on you. Ki haya magia lecha, yoser v'yoser, chas shalom, l'fi ma'asecha. Because really, what you should be getting for what you do, you should mamish be getting destroyed by Hashem. But Hashem has a lot of rachm on you. So listen to how he learns out the pasuk, v'haftal reicha kamocha, which is very sweet. V'zehu, that's why it says, v'haftal reicha. So now, again, in the Torah, are there any nekudos? So if you take l'reicha without nekudos, how else could you read it? L'ra'acha. That the bad of you, right? V'haftal reicha, what it means is, she'atov hara she'balicha. That you should love the ra and like the punishments that come upon you. Right? It doesn't mean you should look forward to the punishments. Oh, they're going to see. Listen. Vechel Derbeinu, my friend. I have half the recha. Didn't I sound like Hershey just now? Yes or no? Hershey, yes. That's a big compliment. That you're always speaking berachman to everyone, huh? La.
The boys are here, you know.
The half of the recha. You should love, and you should be sit again. Just leave it at love. You should love the ra that comes upon you. Hainu haraos la yisurim haba melecha. Right, the raos and the punishments and the hardships that you go through. Why? The chasram tekablin bahava. You should be mekabel them with ahava. That's the main thing. Not that you should love them. Rather, you should be mekabel them with ahava. Right? Why? Ki kamocha. Because according to you, kikamocha, according to the actions you do, what? Ani Hashem. However, what is Hashem? What does Yukevavke stand for? It's a shame. Oh, very good. Shame Rachmim. So Ani Hashem, Bal HaRachmim. That I'm Hashem, that I treat you with Rachmim. Adayin Ani Misnaig Imcha B'Rachmim. That what? I'm still treating you with Rachmim. The Nakud is that, however, that according to what we should be deserving, the punishments you're getting, Hashem literally waters it down like crazy. Right? And it's just a hashkafa. First of all, what does that have to do with Rabbi Akiva? Dua? Amazing, no? Mamaj, awesome. But Dafka Shaft Sfiras Omer, why? Because what was Rabbi Akiva's whole shita? A, but also, Kol de Avid Rachmana. You know this concept? You know the story? Rabbi Akiva? Oh, man. So you guys gotta know this. So, first of all, who is Rabbi Akiva's Rebbe? Who's Rabbi Akiva's Rebbe? Nachum Ish Gamzu. Okay? So what was Nachum Ish Gamzu famous for saying?
Gamzu
Tova. So everything's, so that's Rabbi Kiva's Rabbi. Gamzu Tova, everything's for Tov. So as Meister Rabbi Kiva, That again, I don't remember the whole thing, but basically he was running away from the Romans. He was running away from, has to do with the Bar Kokhba revolt, yeah? So he was running away. And they had like this. He was traveling with one of his Talmidim, and they traveled into the forest. They had a rooster to wake them up in the morning. Okay? They had a rooster to wake them up in the morning. They had a donkey with them, right? And they had, what was the other thing they had with them? They had like a fire, a lantern, right? So all of a sudden, they're hiding out from the Romans, yeah? And they went to go sleep in the forest at night. So now, his Talmud said, why are we sleeping in the forest? Like, no, sorry. They tried to go and enter into a town, and the town said, no, we're closed, we can't have anyone come in. Okay? So Rabbi Akiva goes, and they go to sleep there in the forest. Again, they had the lantern for the light, they had their donkey for traveling, and they had their rooster to wake them up in the morning. Okay? So what happens? All of a sudden, in the middle of the night, and a crazy wind comes by, and what happens?
Blows out
the light. Okay? Then, okay, Baruch Hashem, but okay, we still have our rooster. So all of a sudden, in the middle of the night, what happens? A fox comes by and eats the rooster. So Talmud says, look, Hashem's messing us over. We didn't get into the town. Our light is out, right? Our rooster's gone. And what does Rabbi Akiva say? Kol d'avid rachmano l'tav avid. That kol d'avid rachmano, whatever Hashem does, l'tav avid. It's only good. Okay, at least we have our donkey. In the middle of the night, what happens? The donkey, a lion comes in the middle of the night and eats the donkey. No donkey. So all of a sudden, the Talmud's like, Hashem hates us. Rabbi Akiva says, no. Kol David Rachman Tavavid. When they woke up in the morning, what happened? When they realized that that town, the Romans came, massacred, the whole entire town was destroyed. And what was revealed? If they would have had the lantern, the army would have seen them and killed them. If they would have had the rooster would have made noise and would have killed them. If they had the donkey would have made noise and they would have come and found them and killed them. So Rabbi Akiva's whole sheet is what? Kol David Rachman Tavavid. So it works so nicely. A, al pi pshat, v'haf l'recha kamocha, to love your fellow. For sure, you can't take that up shot. But also B, that's where Akiva grabs onto that, the klal gadol b'Torah, right? And B, v'haf l'ra'acha, that even the Yisurim shkumah with the hava, that's also kol d'av rachman atav.
Also, the lion could have came and ate them.
Right? Everything. There's so many points to that, right? So that's Aleph. Okay? Now, let's go to another Torah. This is the Torah he speaks about. This is cool. Huh? Alright, recording it. Okay, so this is cool. He speaks about, very short, very quick, speaks about in Torah Kuf Pei Beis 182, speaks about a little bit about Sviras Omer.
Da.
Yeah, very good. And how does Kuf Pei Gimel start? Da. And how does Kuf Ayin Tes start?
I don't know what that is. Da.
And how does Kuf Pei Ches start?
I don't know what that is.
Kuf Pei Beis.
What's the meaning behind that?
That
they all start like that.
So, da. Want to know Al-Pi
Pnimis? I guess so.
There are two big letters in Shema. You know what they are? Shema. Yisrael, the Ayin's big. Hashem, Akein, Hashem, Echad. The Dalet's big. That's da. The Klal is, whenever Nachman says a Torah in the Kutmaran that says da, it's coming from a very high place. That's what the Sfarim bring down. So, it's good to learn Torahs with da. So da. This is very deep Torah, and you're not going to understand this because no one understands this, but it's cool to hear what he's going to say. Da. Shekol ma sha'ola midabrin b'sfira, right, Sfiras Omer, b'chol yimei ha'sfira, right? Whatever people are speaking about during Sfiras Omer, hey midabrin rak me'asfira shalos vayom. They're speaking about the specific sfira that's lit up, or that's shayach to the day. For example, what's the sfira of tonight? Oh! Feresh of Tferes. So every night, have you realized every night a sfira is like a different sfira? For example, you had Chesed Shabbat Tferes.
What is that?
No?
Is you know what counting in Hebrew?
Yeah. So do you know do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Okay, so you gotta look in your Seder tonight. I'll show you right now, actually. Okay? Give me like a plain Seder. Okay. We'll have it in here. Let's see. Yeah.
They don't do this in Elizabeth.
You don't say it.
So it goes like this, okay? During Sfiras Omer, well, here. Every night Sfiras Omer, you have these. Chesed Sheba Chesed. You have 49 Sfiras. Well, there's 7 Sfiras, and each one is rooted within each other. So it's 7 times 7. So each night corresponds to a different Sfira. Okay, when you get entered more Pnimis, you understand a little more what Tferes means. So tonight's Tferes Sheba Tferes, okay? So Rav Nachman says, whatever Tferes Sheba Tferes represents, so now it's your job. Go find out what does this mean, Tferes. Okay? So he says like this. That whatever the Sfira of the day is, that's what everyone's just speaking about. Umishu, Maven, and person understands. Again, it's not talking to us because we don't fully understand this. But for like a Makobo or for like a Tzaddik, that they understand these in Yanim, Yuchal Ishmael of Ledizos will know this. Im yata azno hetel lisipur dvarim, right? If they just listen to what people are speaking about, yishma shem medabrim rak me'asfira sh'osayom. They're going to come to realize that they're just speaking about the sphere of the day. Again, so it's just important to know this klal, but just to know that what it teaches you is that Sfiras Omer is controlling the whole world. That every day there's Shefa coming down. Again, so how do you tap into this? This is where Avodah comes in. How do you tap into this? Is that when you say Sfiras Omer, you daven to Hashem, Hashem, I don't know what Tiferes B'Tiferes means. Right, for example, in a week from now you count, what? You're going to count Tiferes Sheh B'Netzach. Right? So again, I have no idea what that means. But the tefillah is when you say Sfiras Omer, Boreolam. I don't know what it means, but help me understand. Help me tap into whatever that means. Okay? So that's that, Nekuda. And now let's go to Torah. We'll do one more. Let's go to Torah, Resh Yud Gimel. Okay, so this is something that's very deep, but it's just important to know this, and it's important to... It means that these are concepts that... Part of this also is a lot of times people are afraid of, like, hard things. Like, for example, the Torahs we did last week, right? So a person would say, I'd rather do something simpler. Okay. But good news also is that when you're introduced to these concepts, right, you're going to see the more you enter into Pnimius Torah, it's not going to be Chinese to you. I mean like this, anytime, for example, a person wants to start working out, yeah? So you hate push-ups, let's say. What do you know? You have to do the push-ups because the next time you come back, you're going to know how to do it, yeah? So too here, in Pnimius Torah also, you have to realize that these are concepts you're going to have to know one day, right? So here we go. For example, if you look in Tehillim, look at what Nachman says here, okay? So something very cool. You say this every day in Karbanos also, okay? So the pasuk says here, "Al zos yispal in Periklan Beis." Al zos yispal kochasi lech leitzor rak sheit v'mayim rami lavegiu. And all of a sudden it says like, "Ata seiser li." See that star? What does that star say? "Achar ata seiser li tzarech lehafsik ma'at." It says you have to stop a little bit, okay? And then you say mitzar. So the question is, why? Right? You guys say tikkun klali ever? So you must be wondering why do you have to stop, right? So why do you have to stop? Okay? So, and then he says, I am B'l'kutim Aran. So it means that since Rabbeinu is telling us to look there, so let's look there, okay? This is going to help you understand things, and I'm telling you, you'll have a yidiyah in this. This is like a game changer, because you're going to see this concept, which is literally, this is like the battle of the Yitzhar. Okay? Ready? Should we do this?
Mm-hmm.
Excited?
Yep.
Fired up?
Please.
Let's do this. I think Hershey has payas, so now he's allowed to do it, you know?
I'm trying to look like you.
Going in the mouth. Okay, let's go. Duh. How does it start? Resh Gimel? How does Resh Gimel start?
Oh, you said it. Duh.
Duh.
Baruch Hashem. Shema.
Oh. Duh. Here we go. Ready? Sheyesh Shem. Shakarish Baruch Hu. Chaver, listen carefully, okay? This is a deep Torah, but listen. I think we're going to be able to do it. Sheyesh Shem. There's a certain shame. Shakarish Baruch Hu wrote to Lahastir Lachasos as Adam Mina Baal Davar. Now, what does Baal Davar mean? No, the Baal Davar means the Yitzhahara, Satan. It's called the Baal Davar, right? Now, there's a certain shame that Hashem uses for a person to hide themselves from the Yitzhahara. Again, are you guys battling Yitzhaharas?
Yeah.
So you need to know how to fight, no? Lahatil so mi maves shenigzar lav, right? Mm-hmm. To save you from maves that comes upon you. Azai, who master machasa so bizah Hashem. So now with this name, this one of these names of Hashem, this is how you hide yourself in the Yitzhara. Vazai, Haba Davar, Mishote, Umechape Svivos.
Azai is Hashem's name?
What?
Azai is the name?
No. He's gonna get there. He's gonna explain. There's a certain shame. He didn't tell us what the shame is yet, okay? Vazai, Haba Davar, Mishote, Umechapes, Svivo, Ze Adam, Levakish Lomakum, Shuchalikanes, Tachas, Amistar, Vamechase, Lahazik, Leze Adam. So, what does the Yitzhar do? This is the Yitzhar coming to kill you, spiritually and physically. So, he's looking to get in ways to come in and hide in there to mess you up, right? Ah, but, Techef, Kishimabit Alav, Nistalik, Ve'eno Koch Mechmas, Ze Hashem. But, all of a sudden, when the Yitzhar comes to you and he's about to attack you, and he sees that you have this shame on you, all of a sudden, he bounces out of trepidation. Again, what's the shame? What's going on here? Okay? If the Yitzhar or the Satan finds a way to enter in, again, what's the covering here? The covering is the shame. But if the Yitzhar finds a way to get in, lishlot al adam. Right? What does lishlot mean?
Control.
Exactly. To control a person, as I adraba. Then the opposite happens. Mekabel od habal davar yoser koch mizah Hashem. Then what happens? meaning this shame is working for you, right? But exactly. He takes it and he makes it work for himself. Okay? That's Adam Zishak, this week's Parsha. What do we have in Acharimos? We have the voda of Yom Kippur, of the Azazel. Right, what's the name of the Azazel? Oh, so the Azazel is Avodah and Yom Kippur. It's two exactly the same goats, right? So it's taken a lottery. It says one La Hashem and one La Azazel.
Azazel.
I mean, you push it off the mountain. Azazel means you send it off to the... You give. The, basically what this is like you're giving like... You're telling the Satan, oh look, I brought you lunch today. And you take it, and the Satan's all excited, and then boom, you throw it off the mountain. So that's you destroying the Satan. So if you take it, the Shvili Pinchas, it says, if you take the Rosh Tevis, Azazel. Spell that. Azazel is Ayin, Zayin, Aleph, Zayin, Lamed, okay? And there's a concept in Koheles, Shlomo Melech says, Ze l'umas ze asa Elokim. This versus this, Hashem does. Meaning, for example, you have Moshe Rabbeinu versus Moshe. Who do you have? You have Paro. Right, you have Mordechai Tzadik, you have a Malik, right? Haman, you have Yisrael, you have a Malik, right? So if you take if you take first letters of Azazel, the Rosh Tevis of Azazel is what? Is Zeh, the Umas, Zeh, Asa, Elokim. Meaning what? It's the complete opposite. What happens? What it represents is that if you're not doing your thing, if you're not doing your Avodah, then who takes the Koach from you? The Azazel takes that. The Yetzirah takes it. So with this specific shame, right, that it's guarding you, but what happens if you're not shomer the shame properly? Again, we haven't figured out what the shame is yet. But if you're not shomer the shame properly, then what happens? Then the Yitzhar gives you more koach to be misgaber upon you. Right, this is everyday avodah. I mean, it's things that you could say it's deep for me, but you have to know this. Why? Because this is how you're fighting your Yitzhar. Right? This is what he says. Zebachinas, here we go. It's almost like Bomer. Zebachinas, Mashkas, Bizar, Kadosh. Shira, Pinchas, Hamem, Shel Moves, Mishotetes, Az. So it says, you know, what did Pinchas famously do? Pinchas killed who?
Someone.
Zimri and Cosby. Right? Yeah? So it says that.
Zimri and Cosby
in Parshas, in Parshas Balak, right? The prince of Shevet Shimon who was having with Cosby in front of Moshe Rabbeinu, and Pinchas stepped up and killed them. So it says again, this is a little bit deep. It says that Pinchas saw a mem on top of them. Yeah, he saw a mem on top of them, and what's called, and he saw a mem, and the letter mem represents Maves. Okay, this is what Pinchas saw. Mishotetetz Az was like floating on top. Hainu. Saviv saviv. That's always surrounding. You know what samich mem? Have you ever heard this before? Okay, welcome to 101 of Pnimius Torah. Whenever you see this in a sefer Pnimius Torah, the samich mem stands for the Satan. The Satan's name is Samkel. Samich mem.
Satan
is a sin, but the name of the Satan is Samkel. Samich mem aleph lamed. Right? We don't say the name because it's a name. But again, that's his name. Samich Mem Aleph Lamed. Okay?
Yeah.
So it says, the Samich Mem, his inyan is that he's always standing around, looking to get in, looking to attack. Okay? Now, Veda. So now, I'll just show you something cool. Alright? So now, what's the shame that we're looking for over here? Okay? So here's the shame. Shame is the following. Every day, when you say Ashrei, there's two kavanos that come back to back. Yeah, Chaver, this is you're gonna appreciate this. One day you're gonna call me and be like, oh, remember when we learned that? Thank you. So it goes like this, yeah? So when you say the words Poseach Ezidacha, for example, you guys learning Sukkah this year, okay? So Sukkah, it says in the Gemara Sukkah that what? That Kishem Shechal Shin Shemaim Al Chagiga, Kach Chal Shin Shemaim Al Sukkah. What does that mean?
Just like the name of
Shem
falls on like the Korban, so too.
Okay, now tell me Alpi Pnimi Torah. So the way the Zohar says like this is that what does it mean the Chal Shin Shemayim Al Sukkah? It says take what's the amount of your Sukkah? Samech is 60, Vav is 6, Chaf is 20, right? You have 86 and Hey is 5, 91, right? So it's 91, yeah. So it goes like this, yeah. So 91. So what's 91? So what's the name of 91? So how do we say Hashem's name? How do we pronounce Hashem's name?
Hashem.
Al-Dan-Nun. But how's it spelled? Yud-Kivavka.
Yeah, so we take what's gematria yud kei vav kei plus alf dad nun yud?
91.
Sukkah. So that's what the Zohar means when it says that shem chal shin shemayim al sukkah means that, well, literally sukkah is gematria havaya admas. Okay, so now it goes like this. He says, hey, look at this carefully. Okay, so you see poseach es yadecha. It says like this. What are the Rosh Tevos, the gematria of the Rosh Tevos says poseach es yadecha. Pei is how much?
80.
Aleph is how much?
91.
Shem Shemayim right there. Now he says, if you take an atbash of chatach, which is also a shem of Shem, so ches in atbash is samich, taf in atbash is aleph, and chaf in atbash is lamed. So atbash is from beginning until end. It's quoted in Gemara and Sukkah, the end of Sukkah. Exactly. Aleph is taf, bez and shin go together, right? So they're interchangeable. So this is called the shame kadosh of samich aleph lamed. Right? Again, it's also, it happens to be it's gematria, also 91. But it's a shame kadosh. Samich aleph lamed. Okay? So, chavra, we have found out the shame that guards us from the satan. It's called, what? The shame? Samich aleph lamed. Okay? Yeah? Follow this. Okay? Here we go. So again, with this shame, this is how you're saved from who? Our friend the Yitzhar. Remember, Rabbeinu said before, when you say the words, Ata Seser Li, you stop. Yeah? And then you can say the next word. Okay? So now, Vida. Shashem HaNizkalel, Hushem Samich Aleph Lamed. This shame of Hashem that protects you from the Yitzhara is what? Is Samich Aleph Lamed. And that comes from the Pasuk, Ata Seser Li. So what is clever? What does Ata Seser Li mean?
You hide me.
You hide me. What does that mean? That you hide me, that what you guard me from the Yitzhara. You got me from, again, what was the name of the Satan, Chevra? Samech Mem. Samech Mem what? Samech Mem Aleph Lamed, okay? Remember, don't forget. Okay, so you hide me from the Yitzhar. You hide me from the Satan. You guard me from it. May Rashi Tevos, the Hamem shall, what's the next word of Atase Sali? Mitzar. Titreni hu bechinas Mem and Iskalel. So now, remember, Rabbi Nachman said that what you stop in between. Why do you stop in between? Chevra, take the first letters of Ata Seser Li Mitzar. What do you got? Mix it up. Samkel. It's the name of the Satan. So why do you stop? Because you don't want to give affirmation to the name of the Satan. That's so geshmak in Tehillim. Boom, you stop out of nowhere. Why? Because you don't want to give kalach to the Yitzhara. Ata Seser Li is the one I'm hiding you from the Yitzhara. Bechinas Samech Mem Hamishotet Saviv Saviv. Right, that he's always surrounding you. Hamichsev, hamistar, and iskalel, the shlot al adam. That he's always looking to ways to what? To sneak in there, to destroy a person, to fight you. Vim chas v'sham motzei makom l'shlot. And if chas v'sham, he finds an entrance in, if he finds somewhere that's an opening, azai, what do we say? Nikaba koach yoser, mizeh Hashem. Right, that he uses this shame to what? To fight you even more. He takes it for himself. Why? Because if... Right, exactly. Because now, if you bring those all together, then that gives a tziruf to the samkel. And look, what was Ata Seser Li, you just gave room for the satan to get in there. Again, Ata Seser Li, it goes like this. For example, Anabichach. You know what the tefillah of Anabichach is? It's called the Shem Mem Beis of Hashem. Okay? Have you ever heard this before or no?
It's a song, isn't it?
It's a tefillah. We say everything. See, you think for Chododi.
Okay, yeah,
even more. You say it in Karbanos. Sphere. So Omri, Anabichach, the deepest of the deep is Anabichach. Okay, so I'll just show you what's going on here. So, it's like this whole shiur right now is mamish just about Sphere Omri. I need a more simple sitter because I'm not going to find anything in here. No. Yaakov Moshe, why do you daven so much Kabbalah? No, like a good sitter though. I'll say this. That's not good. This one.
Who's that?
Okay, look. Yeah. Cover here, look. Look. You see this? Anabichalak do this mechatati tzura, okay? So what's going on here?
Oh, you show me.
So this is a shame. Basically, it's written by Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana. But since the shame membeis is literally the deep, it says the world is created with the shame membeis. Okay? So since it's so deep, you can't just say all these straight up. So he dressed it up in a nice tefillah. But this is the shame over here. Right? If you look, it's 6 times 7. Yeah, so what's 6 times 7? 42. Right? 42, okay? So look, these are all shameless over here, okay? Yeah? Totally just lost my train of thought, what was I saying? Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, so justice is a shame. So to hear, Atas Yisraeli is also, David Melech was hiding a shame of Hashem there. Okay, this is how it works, okay? The more you enter into Pinchas Torah, you're going to see that there's shameless everywhere. Okay, it doesn't mean you have to be a Mekobol, a Mechav in these things. It should fire you up to know that what? That I'm not just saying stam words when I'm davening. This is what it comes out to be, is that you could either say that, oh, I'm not a Mekobol, so I'm not Shayachtit. You have to realize, no, A, you are Shayachtit. And realize that what? That it should fire you up to realize that what? Look what Divrei Chazal are doing. We just think like the Anshei Knesset Gedolah or a bunch of like Pashtanim who like give us a nice tefillah. It's loaded with Sodei Sodos. So now, that's like if you look at a little bit of the Kisvei Ari or like the Siddur Yaakov Moshe has, you see that left and right there's hidden Seirufim that are going on that they hid in there. That again, for anyone who's, if you're holding by Pshat, Remez, Drash, and Sod, whatever you're holding by, you can relate to it there. Right? So now, back to our shame over here, okay? Where'd that little pen go? There, okay? Atas Yisraeli, okay? So now that's why he says here. So now, let's go back to why Rabbi Nachman tells us in Tikkun Kali to stop when you say those words. Alkein, tzarech l'hafsich bein tevas atas Yisraeli l'tevas mitzar. You have to pause between them. Why? No, tell me why. Kidei shelo lasos tzeref shemochas film. So what? So that you don't make a tzeref of the shame samich mem. Again, you're going to say, okay, come on, really? But this is how it works in Pnimiyas Torah. That the more you enter into Pnimiyas Torah, Chevra, the more careful you become with certain things. Meaning that what? Meaning that you understand that Torah is not just stam a thing I could sit back with a bunch of sunflower seeds and just chill and eat it. You realize that what? This is the tool. This is the tool that created the world. So too in these inyanim, you see that what? That just as there's Koach of Tov, there's also Koach of Ra. And we're careful with that. So here also, you want to be careful. You don't want to give any Koach to the Satan to get in. So Dafka, in the shame that protects us from the Satan, is literally that close to giving all the koach to the Satan. Right? Which teaches you how sensitive you have to be to Torah. Right? To realize that every word matters. Right? That's why sometimes, like, I mean, anything. Every word matters. That's why we learned from them before the Zohar. Remember we learned earlier in the year in the Vav, we said this over. The Zohar says that the Indian of Esav says to Yaakov, Halitaini na. Right? He says, shove it down my throat. Right, he says, give me the lentils and shove it down my throat. So what does Zohar say about that? He says, a person who davens like this, he says, that's called le'ita. That's the same way that Esav davens. Well, when a person doesn't say the words out clearly, that's shaykh to Esav davening. Right? When a person doesn't daven saying the words out, right, the Ben Yishchai says, the worst thing you can do is to daven like that. So give all the koach to the satan when you do that. Ben Yishchai says in halacha. Yeah? Let's just finish up the six lines, yeah?
Yeah,
please. When the Satan is misgaber over a person, right? And the Satan's using the shame to overtake us, right? So what happens is now that you took the shame, Aleph Samech Lamed, right? And what happens if the Yitzhar gets koach? He takes that shame and turns it into what? Sof Adam Lamus. That the end of a person that they're going to die. What's the first letters of Sof Adam Lamus? Shurash Tevos, also Samich Al Flamin. That what? That he took that shame of Atas Yisraeli and turned that into Sof Adam Lamus. Aval, Kishem is Shamrim es Atzman Bekoch Hashem. When we use the shame to guard ourselves, Aza Hashem hu Michsel Mistar. It hides us from the Yitzara. Bechinas Atas Yisraeli. That you hide me. Vigam Mitzar Titzreni. Mitzar Titzreni means what? That you save me from the Tsar. You save me from Vishmarini. Right? You save me and you guard me from the Tsar. Who's the Tsar? Is the Satan. So, Chevra, that's what's going on here. To realize that what? That A, that Pnimiyas Torah is Geshmak. Yeah? That it's Mamish Geshmak. But also to realize that what? How sensitive we have to be to words. To realize that what? That it goes like this. Where is that Sefer? I'll read you one line right now just from Yaakov Meir Shechter. Just to realize that you're all a Chash of Yidin and just to realize how important it is to be. Okay? Remember, we spoke about this a little bit at Shal Shiraz this week. Yeah? Spoke about the Indian Shal Shiraz, that when you're saying every night, Tferesh Bet Tferesh, Tferesh Behod, da 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 da, to realize that you're shy for this. This is who you are. So listen to this Indian, because Daniel Boeing used to be in our Chabura, so his great uncle, Yaakov Meir Shechter. Yeah? So listen to what he says, okay? This is Mamish, it's so Geshmak. This is Sefer on Lag Bomer. Okay, if anyone has to go, you can go, don't worry. V'zahaya echad mimifalav hagdolim hakadoshim sharabenu bekerav aretz. So this is one of the awesome things that Rabbi Nachman was megalatas. Sheyeda kol echad v'yegalas nekuda tova shabchinas tzadik yish b'hirbo. One of the biggest things that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was megalan a Jew, and Rabbi Nachman works to be megalan us, is to realize the what? To realize the tzadik within you. Realize the pnimius and the potential within yourself. V'af imadayin hin elames. Even if it's hidden from you, you have to believe in yourself that what you have, the koch of tzaddik in you. You have the koch to be something great. And when you believe in that, you're going to reveal that. This is what he says. Have to listen to this carefully. Okay? Kimokin. As long as the person feels that what I haven't gotten to the place of Dvekas Hashem, that I feel far, I haven't gotten to the place of proper Havas Hashem, Afal Pikin, even so, Yispalel V'Yavodas Hashem, the way you should serve Hashem is what? Ki'ilu Kvar Zachal in Madrigos Shalahava Dvekas. That what? You should serve Hashem as if you're a person who's in Dvekas. As if you're a person who's in a Hava. So what does that mean? It doesn't mean to fake it. It means to realize that what? Serve Hashem as if you're in. I mean, like this. If a person has a Dvekas Bashem, yeah? Do they take Torah seriously? Yeah, right? Because they know what it is. Do they take davening seriously? So then a person can say, you know what? I'm not someone who's Davak Hashem, so therefore I'm not as serious in it. What he's telling you here is treat yourself as if you're Davak Hashem. Be serious a little bit. Why? Also, in the street, close your eyes. Don't go around kilu haya yarechei gadol, right? You have a big tzaddik who looks in the street and he doesn't look at woman. So don't just say, you know what? I went to a modern Orthodox school, right? Therefore, what I it's in if I slip up in it, okay, it's expected of me. Like no, treat yourself as a big yarechei. Ubechlos yivrach mipnei achet kilu hu yarech shemayim gadol biyoser. Right now, would you ever see a tzaddik going to like a bad place? No, right? Maybe you'd say, you know, but my thing is, I'm not such a tzaddik. So therefore, no, treat yourself as a tzaddik. Don't go to that bad place. Why? Listen to this. Because you have a neshama. And your neshama is called a chedek al-kamal. So it means that what you're shaykh to this. You're shaykh to the inyan of a tzaddik. Again, however, we're not there yet. But do you believe that you can become a tzaddik? Do you believe that you want to become a tzaddik? How, if you don't, then there's something wrong with you. Doesn't mean you have to be a gadol ador. Doesn't mean you have to be the one posting everything. It means that what you should want to be great as a yid. If you want to be a great yid. LSU Behelim, it's just hidden within us. Ulibsof, Zayiskala Bez Hashem. But the more you work in it, the more you work to believe that you are Shaykh, that you are a big person, it's going to come to be revealed. Ava, Kol Zaman Shalo is Gala Yinaiki Iluhi Kavar Begiloi. And as long as it's not revealed that what, you're not in a state of Dvikas, you don't feel like you're the best Jew, treat yourself as if you are. Because when you respect yourself, you're going to come to really respect yourself. And others will respect you also. That's how it works. You don't have to be the, you don't have to be a top guy in the yeshiva. But if people see that you respect your avodah, then when it comes to learning, someone wants to talk to me about what's going on in the playoffs, I look at them like as if they're crazy. But literally as if they're crazy. I mean, talk. If someone comes up to you in the middle of a charusa, says, oh, you see what happened last night in the game? I tell them, are you nuts? Do you know that what I'm doing right now? But and then they say to you, but your Torah's not, you're not the Galador. Tell them, who says I'm not the Galador? Prove it to me I'm not the Galador. That's not Gaiva, that's Emes. Why? Because your neshama is the neshama of a Galador. And to believe in that, to believe that you're Shaykh. When we're learning these in Yanim, like Reb Nachman's telling us, "Apikabala tasis li shemus of Hashem." So Prince says, "Oh, it's not for me." Rabbi told me, "No." The question is, you have to realize that you're shaykh to it. You're shaykh to being someone's chashuv. You're shaykh to canting sviras omer, and that's a it's an akudu you mamish have to reveal on yourself. Should reveal that and zocha to gula shlema sviras omer vehafter echnocha and atas seiser li that Hashem should guard us and yitzhar and the satan siyafus mayish.